For those of you who don't know, SNAP stands for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. It replaced the old food stamp program. The change affects adults ages 18 to 50 with no documented disabilities or dependent children, and the 9 West Virginia counties with the lowest unemployment in the state.
Yep. All right. So you can get 3 more from the grains, and you've got spaghetti.
At the Covenant House Food Pantry in Charleston, Misty White is helping her elderly mother pick out groceries. White doesn't currently use the food pantry herself. She has SNAP benefits, but says she might have to start soon.
Do you come to the food pantry to supplement your food stamps?
I don't. She does.
Okay.
What I get a month, I can survive all month on it. I make it stretch. I make meals that'll last, a couple days, 3 days.
White gets $194 a month in food assistance. It's her only source of income for food. She is currently unemployed. But the Department of Health and Human Resources says benefits like White's weren't intended to be used the way they are now.
The SNAP program is a supplemental assistance program. It was never meant to be the only source for the purchasing of food.
That's Nancy Exline, Commissioner of the West Virginia Bureau for Children and Families, which falls under the DHHR.
And over the course of the last couple of years, federally, the USDA Food Nutrition Services has been moving to more of an employment and training programs to try to help those individuals, particularly those individuals that have no source of income and are in this population of individuals that are really in the prime of their should be working career, and to figure out ways in which we can utilize training and employment to help them to get into the workforce.
Exline says the change is not meant to be a punishment. Rather, it's an attempt to slowly return the SNAP program to how it was originally intended to be used, as a stopgap between employment or as a supplement for working adults. However, critics say that the change is penalizing the most disadvantaged, the poorest of the poor. Back at the food bank, White says she will have to find a job, hopefully as a cashier at Walmart, where she has worked before. She says a physical disability, arm weakness that caused her to drop things, has prevented her from working for the past couple of years. But her doctor recently cleared her to start looking again.
When I was working there 9 years ago, when I left there, I was making $9 an hour.
And so does that about equate out? Are you going to be able to pay the same amount for your food on Walmart salary that you are on food stamps, or do you get more at Walmart or less?
It really depends on the hours, because sometimes they'll only give you 15 hours a week. So it's going to vary from what they can give you. So.
And why do they only give you 15 hours a week?
Part-time people, after the holidays, they usually come down to 15, 20 hours a week, and that's what they have to survive off of. I mean, it's just company-wise.
Is it hard to find a job?
It is after the holidays. It makes it really hard because nobody's really hiring, and they've already got the people in they want in there, and it's just, you struggle trying to find a job.
White told me she is worried that if she's only able to find employment for 15 hours a week, 5 hours shy of the required 20, she would lose her benefits. But Exline says it's not necessarily true.
An individual is being asked to take some responsibility for the benefits that they receive. And so if they lose those benefits, it's because they did not register and work with workforce. That's the only way that they lose their benefits.
She says most individuals receive a little over $100 a month in SNAP benefits.
We're just simply trying to enforce and utilize what is available through the federal government to try to move individuals into employment. They may not go into employment. They may go into a training program. They may work some community service. There's lots of different things that they can do. They won't be cut off as long as they're doing those things.
The 3-month time limit on SNAP benefits for unemployed, able-bodied adults is actually nothing new. Prior to the Great Recession of 2008, it was standard federal law. When unemployment was high, though, states could request waivers of the time limit for either all or part of the state. For the past several years, the entire state of West Virginia has been exempt from the time limit.
The waiver that we had had in 2011 that said, that everyone could be waived off of this, it was being eliminated. And so we thought that this was an opportunity for us to help individuals that are receiving SNAP benefits.
Federal waivers are now available to states on a year-by-year basis. For 2016, West Virginia chose not to apply for the waiver in the 9 counties with the lowest unemployment rates: Berkeley, Cabell, Harrison, Jefferson, Kanawha, Marion, Monongalia, Morgan, and Putnam, as part of their, quote, plan moving forward, according to Xline in an email exchange. The idea is that the SNAP employment and training program has the greatest likelihood of success when piloted in these areas. Xline says the state will evaluate the program every year and submit its plans to the USDA for approval. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from the Benedum Foundation.